Dr. Anthony Fauci is the recently retired public face and puller of strings in America's, if not the world's, response to COVID-19. His many roles included directing the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, for almost 40 years. In 2021, Fauci drew fame and outrage when he declared that questioning his views in the pandemic response was akin to questioning science itself. Fauci also is the protagonist of a viral video that consists of snippets from press conferences, in which he announces ever-declining estimates of mRNA vaccine efficacy, from the original claim of 95% to below 50% and ultimately negative protection. Remarkably, in a recent publication titled, Rethinking Next Generation Vaccines for Coronaviruses, Influenza Viruses, and Other Respiratory Viruses, DRs, David Morans, Jeffrey Taubenberger, and Anthony Fauci call into question the global, multi-billion dose COVID-19 vaccination drive of the past 2 years, and the annual flu shot as well. They write that, none of the predominantly mucosal respiratory viruses have ever been effectively controlled by vaccines, and go so far as to admit that current flu shots have an effectiveness against clinically apparent infection, that is decidedly suboptimal, ranging from 14% to 60% over the past 15 influenza seasons. The triad surely knows what they are talking about. In addition to Fauci's qualifications, Morans is senior advisor to the director of NIAID and senior associate professor at Johns Hopkins University's Bloomberg School of Public Health. Taubenberger is chief of the NIAID's Viral Pathogenesis and Evolution Section and deputy chief of its Laboratory of Infectious Diseases. These two have published extensively about the 1918 influenza pandemic, the so-called Spanish flu, which effectively disappeared within 2 years without vaccines or specific medications but had a case fatality rate at least 100 times higher than SARS-CoV-2. In their new article, the researchers distinguish the viruses causing COVID-19, flu, and common colds from a different group of systemic respiratory viruses like measles, mumps, and rubella. Infection with the latter group usually elicits long-term protective immunity, and thus, successful vaccines have been developed that trigger this natural process. In contrast, the cold-type viruses purportedly do not confer long-term immunity from either infection or vaccination, as those who get their regular winter cold or had a COVID-19 reinfection can attest. And vaccine development against this group of viruses has so far been futile, in the words of the world's chief mRNA vaccine monger. Fauci and colleagues further note that the human immune system is well adapted to recurring cold virus attacks and usually tolerates and fights back against these upper respiratory tract infections. Just last week, a new meta-analysis published in The Lancet with financial support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation confirmed the effectiveness of natural immunity against reinfection with the pre-Omicron SARS-CoV-2 variants. Indeed, over the past 3 years, numerous scientists and doctors warned that it might not be prudent to exclusively play the vaccine card to end the pandemic. Critical academics also cautioned against the limitations and potential harms of the novel COVID-19 vaccine since the first trial data were published in the fall of 2020. Commentators even highlighted the fact that the mRNA injections, which aim at Fauci's and his colleagues' common cold group of viruses, shouldn't be called vaccines, because they are functionally different from the proven vaccines against the other group of viruses that cause the well-known childhood diseases. Alas, these voices of reason and common sense have not just been ignored by news media and decision makers, but they were actively suppressed by fact-checkers, industry-funded researchers, and blissfully ignorant politicians. And the fact-checkers are out again, with AP News just publishing, Fauci, recent paper doesn't suggest COVID vaccines ineffective, in which it disputes exaggerated online claims yet conveniently ignores the valid concerns arising from the article. In an unexpected epiphany in September 2021, the Toronto Board of Health had shown some concern about the leaky nature of the COVID-19 vaccines, now confirmed once again by Fauci himself. Yet this moment of reflection vanished as quickly as the mRNA shot's protection wanes, and the board's vice chair, who pleaded for discourse over divisiveness in a newspaper op-ed, lost her position in the process. In the U.S. Concerned epidemiologists offering a second opinion to the public have been censored by Fauci and others. One has to wonder what finally triggered this public health veteran to become an apparent vaccine skeptic. Sadly, his skepticism goes only so far. Instead of considering a pause to reflect on humanity's progress into a pharma-driven, drug-dependent illusion of health, Team Fauci cannot truly think outside the box, despite their call to do so. Instead, they frantically look to throw more public money at developing the next generation of questionable vaccines. Klaus Rinner, Ph.D., Professor, Department of Geography and Environmental Studies, Toronto Metropolitan University. Claudia Chaffin, M.D., Ph.D., Associate Professor, School of Health Policy and Management, York University. Don Welsh, Ph.D., Professor, Department of Physiology and Pharmacology, Western University. Stephen Pellick, Ph.D., Professor, Department of Medicine, University of British Columbia. Copyright Troy Media.